Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back with our anthem, Small Business Owners. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on or do it or die. That's why I think, when I hear that song, I think of you, Small Business Owners, because you do what you do against all odds. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I'm still talking about this thing that's on my mind today, which is questions to ask a prospective seller of a business. You thinking about buying a business? Well, you got to ask some of these questions. Now you're going to ask 1,000 questions, but here I've come up with 9 that our buddy Russ Brown helped me come up with, and 9 questions, and I've got some thoughts behind each one of them. In the previous segment, I talked about 5 of them. Why are you selling? Why may I see your financial statements? What are the industry trends and future challenges? How can I increase sales and profits? And will you finance part of the purchase price? Those are the 5 that I talked about in the last segment. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to those later. So here's 6. Will you stay with the business for a while? And, of course, this may be contractual. You may want them to earn out part of the sale price and get them to stay with you. In most cases, you want the owner to agree to help you make the transition, which could range from anywhere from a couple of weeks to months, maybe even a year. I've heard of 2 years before, right? Be cautious of any deal where the seller won't spend any time with you. If they want to take their money and run, that's a blink level for me. I'm not saying you don't do the deal. I'm just saying it's a blink level. The proper amount of time is the day after the seller goes from being helpful to getting in the way. That's when you're done with them. And so that's the question you need to ask. 7, who knows the business is for sale? This is important, folks, because mishandling the news of any business being for sale can harm its viability, especially with key stakeholders like employees, customers, and vendors. The trick is timing, how you time the breaking of the news with closing the deal so that the gap doesn't create problems. This is one of the trickiest parts of buying and selling a business, is when do you tell the employees? Because if you're just thinking about selling and you don't have a buyer, you don't want to tell the employees. That spooks them. It spooks customers. It spooks vendors. And even when you have a prospective employee, prospective buyer, the deal could fall through. So when do you tell people? And so, this is the really diciest part of the whole thing, is how to break the news. So you got to ask, who knows the business is for sale? So if you're just courting this person, if you're just calling on this person, you're just now beginning the process of seeing if you want to buy this business. And you don't know, that the marketplace already knows this business is for sale. Well, more than likely, you have to assume that this woman's top key people are being poached by the competitors. You got to know that some of the lines that they have with vendors that they have exclusivity for may be about to be pulled and put over somewhere else. I'm telling you, this is a very dicey thing. You got to know who knows. If the business is for sale. 8, who will I negotiate with and who will make the decision? In selling or buying a business, you must know who's the decision maker. I learned this a long time ago in selling when I was trying to sell something to somebody who represented the company but didn't have the authority to make the decision. You can't do that, folks. You can't waste time dancing around with a surrogate who can't pull the trigger. As a business buyer, you need to be talking to the real decision maker as soon as possible. It is quite possible that you'll have to deal with another person in the early stages and in the discovery, in the due diligence process, and you may have to get over that. You may have to get over the fact that you're not talking directly to the final decision maker. But once you know that this person you're talking to isn't the decision maker, you have to never stop trying to get to that decision maker. Number nine, the last question, what's your timetable? One of the greatest impediments to putting the deal together is when the buyer and the seller are on different time frames. If you want to buy a business and be in business in 6 months, and this seller is retiring and doesn't have a firm retirement date, well, you might be at odds there, right? So when you ask this question, listen for the time and the reason. What is your timetable? Listen for the time and the reason. And because they usually travel together. When you say, what's your timetable, and they give you their timetable, they usually will tell you why that timetable is. And if they don't, you got to ask them for that. So notice that most of these questions have a dual purpose, to get specific information and to find out how savvy, how sophisticated, how motivated the owner is, the seller is. When buying a business, ask lots of questions and listen for the six interrogatives: who, what, when, where, how, and why. In time, you'll start to notice not only what is said, but you'll notice what isn't being said. So remember, folks, this is the equivalent, what I just gave you, these nine questions in these two segments, is the equivalent of your first hour of class on the way to acquiring a 4-year business buying degree. We just scratched the surface. There's a lot of stuff to know. I'm Jim Blasingame, 29 after. I'll be right back.
He bring a strong man to his begging knee. He make the young girl mama cry. You got to hide it, hide.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.